All right.
All right. We got so many takeaways. Let's see how we did. Tim, take us away with takeaways.
Oh my goodness. So many takeaways. I'll try to hit just a few of my, of sort of our top points here. So we started off with, you know, honest, no BS. What do you mean? And what are we thinking about when it comes to this human plus AI collaboration? And you started off by saying, you know, we as an industry and as technologists, as humans, right? Because everybody's kind of a part of this conversation now, talking a lot about AI and the technology and about the agents, but not enough about human agency. New tools, new tech, adoption rates, right? People are like, you know, like, how much are people using the tool, right? And they used it for this and that and the other thing. But, you know, we're not talking enough about the humans. And really, it's you know, about the people. And, you know, who is, you know, actually using AI in some of these organizations sometimes is a very focused group. And what we're trying to do now is really think about how we don't just increase the adoption of AI, but actually we're looking at the broader impact of how it's helping people, how it's helping employees, how it's making an impact with customers. And we asked you about kind of what are the leaders doing and not doing. And you said that the leaders at various levels, board, C-suite, team level, they're really thinking about the question of what is the fundamental value that we want to provide people? And how do we reorganize people and process to make that happen in the right way? So it's not just about, hey, incremental improvements. It's about bigger improvements, not just to the bottom line or to the investors, but to all the humans and the stakeholders that are involved. And I thought you gave a cool example. I didn't know about this example of like the NBA. And when COVID happened, you know, they asked the question, like, who are we when we're not on the court? And I think every organization, you know, whether you're a data team all the way to, you know, you're the CEO, can be thinking about what does it mean for our organization to provide value? How do we do that? And how do we create a human and AI collaboration to really do that in the most effective way? And then we talked a lot about kind of like different strategies for affecting change, you know, getting people in the room together, the chief people officer, the CHRO driving not just sort of the talent side, but the strategy side and the AI enablement side, you know, not trying to just boil the ocean and think big, which of course you should do, but also thinking about like grounds up approaches where, you know, a small amount of folks can do, you know, targeted disruption for 20% of their week. So lots of cool ideas about how kind of at a top-down level, at a bottoms-up level, how some of this change can be affected in a really positive and impactful way. Juan, what about you? What were your big takeaways?
One thing I like that you said in this affecting change is like taking a grounds-up approach with the teams level, right? So saying, hey, take a small group of folks and have them say, like, how would you disrupt part of your day? I think that's a great exercise that needs to be done. And then saying, hey, if we were to do this transformation change, like, would you recommend this change to a friend or something? I think that's a really good tactic. I love that we got to this other topic about data sovereignty, which is something that we haven't talked that much before. It's like, hey, a lot of countries are thinking like we need to have our own data. It's coming a lot from the when we're training models, we want to have trained with our own data, with our own kind of values. And Europe is doing this with local data, local cloud services, happening in India, it's happening in Japan too, which means that this starts to happen, the market's gonna get much more fragmented. So with like cloud, it's been like, oh, you do it once and you're done. But now with these changes like this, David Summerty, there's gonna be, the market's gonna be fragmented. There's gonna be so many regulations. So the question there is like, how well companies are prepared for this, right? They have governance within their own company to be able to go deal with that. And I love how you said something, the quote here I have, we have a couple of t-shirts now. We have like, these are quotes that we can put on t-shirts. Like appetite is
excellent.
Easy. Appetite is easy, digestion is hard. So we're talking about like, what are the metrics for these things that we discussed? Like, I mean, at the end of the day, it's all really depends on the outcomes, right? But I think kind of takeaway I had personally is like, it's a balance between not just a shareholder value, right? Let's go, we're reducing customer issue deflection. It's going to be cheaper, better customer experience. You need less people to go do this, but we also need to have a way of retraining employees because these things, all this is moving so fast. I mean, you wrote a book about it, Future Proof, Reinventing Work in the Age of Acceleration. And close up with like, it's not just about ROI. Of course it's ROI, but we also need to think about this return on relevance. So if we don't have people around after a while, so what? So we need to think about AI, how it's not just impacting ROI and what's happening this quarter, but also the people and the culture. All right, how did we do?
That about sums it up. Sounds good, guys. Right. Well done.